Nidoim Yerushalmi, Kofan Nidoim Bavli, Daf Ayin. We're beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah, and that's Halacha Beis. Neitha Av Lo Nesugna Rishus Labal. If the father of Inam Arasa dies, the Arus does not receive full authority to Nal Havel by himself. Neitha Baal Nesugna Rishus Laav, Vezeh Yoshe Pecha Av Mikrecha Abal. If the Arus dies, the father receives full authority to annul her vows by himself, and in this respect, the father has more power to annul than the husband does. The Va'acha Yafu Pei Chabal, Nikai Chav, Chabal Mesa Baga, Va'av Eina Mesa Baga. Another way that a husband has more power than a father, a husband can annul a Bagaris' vows, but a father cannot annul a Bagaris' vows. The Gemara says, "Having boy, meimer b'shulei hefer ha'av cholkei omeis v'nesugna roshus lebal." If you say ha b'shulei ha'av cholkei omeis v'nesugna roshus lebal, the Gemara says, "We assume that this is when the father did not annul his share and he died. Then the Arus does not receive full authority. However, if the father annulled his share and he died, then the Arus receives full authority." דרך כמה נחכמים עד שלא הייסה, ביטו יויצה מאצלי, אמלה כל מדרים שנדעת בסייך ביסי, הרי הן מופרים. And we also learn from the following Mishnah, the way of Chachamim is before his daughter leaves him for Nesuin, he tells her, all vows that you've had in my house are annulled, and similarly a husband, before she enters his Roshus, he tells her, all the vows that you vowed before entering my Roshus, they are annulled, because after she entered his Roshus, he cannot annul. Ada Amar Afilu, which is a Mesa Av, Cholkei, or Mesa Av, and it's Rikna Roshus Labal. We can infer, even if the father annulled his share and he died, the Arus does not receive full authority. As soon as, like the death of the husband, in both cases, she totally leaves her father's Roshus. If her husband gets full authority after death, he would also get full authority after Nesuin. Mesa Baal, Mesa Roshus La'av. If the Arus dies, the father receives authority. Have it by Meimah, B'shehefe Abal, Eschalke, Ave Loyhefe Abal, Chalke, Umeis, V'nisugna Roshus La'av. Now this is, we can assume, is when the husband annulled his share, but if he did not annul his share and he died, the father does not receive full authority. If Mirin Ador, Nodja Vihi Arusa, Nisgasha, Boi V'yom, Nisasa, Boi V'yom, Atil Lamea, Aviu Baba Ha'achroi Mefirin Sindoya. We can learn from the following Mishnah. If an Arusa vowed, was divorced the same day and became a Kodeshus again the same day, and if she remarried 100 times that day, her father and the last Arus annulled her vows. As the Amma, after the Lehesa Abal, Chokai, the Meis Abal, Nesugna, Shuslav. We infer, therefore, that even if the husband did not annul his share and he died, the father receives full authority. If not, when her husband died, the father could not annul, and even if she remarried, her new husband could not join to annul. Mesa Avlo Nesoikna Roshus Lebal. The Mishnah said, if the father died, the Arus does not receive full authority. Magai Bar Koimei Rabbi Yosa Ad Kadoim Benadorim Shinodra Shisei Ad Tibetis Aris Nodra Mishnah Elsa Mesa Av Nesoikna Roshus Lebal. Haggai asked Rabbi Yosa, this refers to vows that she vowed before Erusin, but if she vowed after Erusin and the father died, does the Arus receive full authority? Rabbi Yosa responded that vows that she vowed before Erusin and she became Mukudeshes, were they not proper for the father and husband to annul for her? He said if the father died, the Arus does not receive full authority. And therefore, even what she vowed after Erusin and the father died, the Arus does not receive full authority. Haggai asked that the Sefer taught that if the Arus dies, the father receives full authority. It is only if she vowed before Erusin. If she vowed after Erusin and the husband died, do we say even then that the husband receives full authority? אבל לא וכי נדע שמרדור עד שלא נס אלסה, ונס אלסה לא יקבר ניו לאב או לבר לאפה, לא, זה תימא, מי סבר נסויג נרשף לאב. If Yasa answered the vows that she vowed before Irusin and she became a Kodeshus, but they're not proper for the father and husband to annul for her, and you say that if the husband died, the father receives full authority. Ada Amra, Afila Nedeshinadu Mishkis Alsa, Mesabal, Mesuikna, Rashur Slav. Therefore, even what she vowed after Irusin, if the husband died, the father receives full authority. Shabal, Mesha, the Baga, the Mishnah said that in another way, husband has more power, for the husband can annul a Bagaris' vows. Masnisin de Veloza, the Tani Vishem Veloza, Im Hayu, Tia, Vigeris, Harusa, Hakos of Medaba. Our Mishnah is like Veloza, because the Baisa taught the name of Veloza, Vim Hayu, Sia Leish, discusses that Vigeris, Harusa, her husband annuls by himself.